Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
In 2017, we purchased Tales from the Yawning Portal, flipped through it and figured, how hard could this be? So far, the plumbing boys have lost every single adventure, while D&D has sat smugly in a corner, lording it over us. Well, now that's about to change. It's been 2 years since our last fight with D&D, and we've taken that time to finally get good, take down the Tomb of Horrors.
Would you like to know, as we move on, what I've got written down?
Yes, please.
Green tiles will kill. A door where there's no color will kill. Lie to a guy. Red. Do
no,
hug
don't
walls.
Lie to a guy. Don't lie
okay,
to a
well,
guy.
Okay, well, lucky we did this. Do it before the timer runs out.
Yeah.
Fight ghosts and sink.
Yeah.
Don't stab a door, not a riddle. Do you think we'll remember
touch
what
walls.
These are?
Touch the walls.
There's the walls. Do hug walls.
Okay.
Do hug walls.
Do hug walls.
He just crossed it out.
No, I tried to underline it.
But he crossed it out.
I'm sure we'll remember.
In what situation do we hug the walls?
In a chapel.
In a chapel.
Right chapel.
When there's treasure. Oh, my God.
What do you mean, oh, my God? If you're later on being like,
do hug wall, yeah. Why'd we write that? I'm not going to hug the wall. That would be stupid.
All right. Can I? Now, I'm assuming we're at where the goat was.
And yeah, you eventually get to the end.
Mm-hmm. And okay. When we look down, does the red path continue?
The red path ends. And where the red path ends, there is a stone archway. The stone archway before you is filled with a veil of thick vapors.
The mist.
The stones on either side of the base and the keystone, so kind of like in each corner and then up above in this archway.
Yeah.
Protrude slightly from the stones around them. So they're stuck out a little
okay.
bit.
Yeah.
As you move to within touching distance, the left-hand base stone
uh-huh.
begins to glow yellow.
Uh-huh.
The right-hand base stone begins to glow orange.
Uh-huh.
And the keystone, the one up the top, begins to glow blue.
Oh, okay. Oh. Oh.
So what do you combine to make green?
What makes green? But we don't want to make green.
So what color do we want to make?
We don't want to make green, so I guess it would just be no, if you just press the two bottom ones, I reckon, because blue's at the top.
All right. We'll press the two bottom ones.
All right.
Jackson, my friend, please.
when
dude,
you touch,
I will be fine.
When you touch, yeah. They make a tone. It's the same tone each time.
Okay. Does anything happen?
So you touch which one, sorry?
The two bottom ones.
Yeah.
In what order?
Well, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
What colors are they?
I forget.
What?
The
yellow and red, wasn't it?
Yellow and orange.
Okay.
Right is orange.
I'll go yellow and orange. I'll just touch them okay. in that order.
Nothing happens other than the noise.
Orange, yellow.
So you touch two and then you touch them again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, nothing happens.
I look back at you guys.
Has the mist done anything?
No, the mist is still
so
there.
Nothing's up. Okay.
And I'm guessing that where the goat went.
I send the pig through the mist.
The pig teleports to the beginning of the dungeon.
Okay. I just thought it'd be good
I'm
to try
pretty
again
sure
see what
it's
happened.
About to die.
I just wanted to kill because we didn't know.
Yeah.
It was just a test and it's not real. Fair. So
fair. Take a long rest now so you get animals back.
The pig takes 12 points of damage.
Uh-huh.
How you doing, pig?
And keels over.
Oh, well.
Asking something how you doing as it dies, funny.
Don't go through the mist.
Yeah. Okay.
Now we know for sure.
Is the mist green?
No, I don't believe it has a color. It's just like vape, like thick
like
vapors.
Can
like smoke.
Can I grab a pebble on the floor
mm-hmm.
and just huck it into the mist? Just like flick it.
Okay.
Does it teleport back?
No, it would not.
Damn.
You hear it like clatter.
Any of you got spells that encase us in stone or make us stone, man?
Nah.
Maybe.
What happens if you press the top one as well?
Okay, I'll press the top one too.
All right, so you press, what's the order?
Just
so,
the top one.
No.
Oh.
Make green, just see what happens.
I'll make green.
So you press.
Okay, what colors do you gonna need?
Mm. Blue? Orange?
Please tell me that's a joke.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a memory of I'm just like, I used to remember this.
Yeah, I knew that maybe when I was like,
are you guys not joking?
No. Yeah, I don't know.
That's a memory that's gone. Yeah. Where would I ever need to make green?
Yeah.
Think in your life. Think in your life right now. What you do for a living? When do you need to make a green?
Anytime there is any kind of like baby puzzle or like a simple puzzle.
When
in
are
a
you doing baby puzzles?
Video games.
You're doing baby puzzles in a video game.
Yeah, fucking Mario is probably like, "Wahoo, make a green." Yeah.
When are you making green?
Sure. Well, you tell me what I got to do to make
Jackson,
green.
Jackson, press yellow, then press red.
Okay.
No, not red. Blue. Blue. Yellow, then blue. I was seeing red.
Yeah, that makes sense. I press yellow and blue, Adam.
You press yellow and blue, right?
Mm-hmm.
Boom, boom.
Nothing happens?
Nothing happens. Mm.
Try the other way around.
I'll plus blue, then yellow.
Boom, boom.
I plus blue, yellow, orange.
Blue, yellow, orange?
Yeah.
Boom, boom,
can I,
boom.
While he's making a beautiful percussion, can I have a look to see if there's the colors of the, what's on the corners in the keystone? Do they kind of look like any of the colors in the mosaic or any of the colors in the fresco? Or is there anything relating to colors that's like, that there might have been a clue we just overlooked.
Would you say it's an evil spell? It's a tomb of horrors.
I mean, I guess.
I might be able to just hack it. Oh, I'm about to get teleported. What if I go in backward?
And you get teleported backwards.
Mm.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just thinking about it. Let me just puzzle my way through. Yeah. Mm.
Is there anything else around here that we can... go.
Dusher, you using all of your abilities detect maybe the presence of magic, but not much else.
Mm. Mm. What's the wizard's puzzle again?
What?
The lich, what did he say about this particular one?
What lich?
What? Oh, Azarak.
Azarak is the name of the lich.
The guy you're here to kill.
I don't know if he was a lich or whatever. I don't care what he is.
Inspecting the area, you see many different, like, colorful mosaics and whatnot. But none of them seem to bear any pattern compared to the archway.
Is there any kind of, on the, like say, maybe even on the mural itself, is there anything that kind of resembles this archway?
The archway, or like the murals?
Yeah.
I'm just going crazy pressing buttons, Adam, just like at random at this point. Dung, 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 dung. That's just in the background as the boys search around. Bong, bong, dung, dung, bong, bong, dung, dung, bong,
bong. It's the same tone. It's the same tone.
Dung, 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 dung.
Yeah, you really can't see
door's
any,
broken.
Like, consistency.
What would a dimension
that looks
door
like
do?
This archway.
Dimension door us through. Come on, wizard man.
Can I? What is it? Because
so dimension door. Connects-
okay, so look, listeners. I have so usually when I play D&D, I have like four, maybe anywhere between I would say 4 and 10 spells are the absolute most. Today, I have a page and a half.
Yeah,
and that's a dangerous amount of spells for me to have because.
Dimension door works a little bit like a Nightcrawler's teleporting ability. It's a short distance teleportation.
Yep.
You ideally want to know where you're opening the door to, because if you open the door and it's into something solid,
you'll die.
You could die, yes.
You want a dimension door through this door, see what's
yourself.
On the other side?
Well, can I see through? Can we see
no,
through
you can't
the
see,
arch?
You can't see through the archway.
Fuck! This arch has thought of everything. I'm sure that I will have
does
a spell.
Does my random pressing of the buttons, has that achieved anything?
You've only been going for like a minute.
I'll just keep going forever.
I know.
Oh, wait. What if we...
Yeah?
Because the button resets. So you press it, it just goes bong, and that's it, right? And then it goes back to how it looked?
Well, nothing changes when you touch it. It just makes a noise.
So, but the stone itself isn't being pushed in?
No.
It's just
when
like
you touch,
a bomb.
Yeah, when you like brush up against it.
Jackson,
it
hold down the blue.
Bong.
And I touch
no, it doesn't hold down.
Bong.
Yeah, like that.
And then I
bong, and then your hand.
All right, fine.
There.
Jackson, prepare at the blue. 3, 2, 1. I hit yellow at the same time.
Nothing happens.
Fuck!
You hit orange, Zamet.
Oh, okay, I come back and we all three at the same time.
3, 2, 1.
Bong.
Nothing.
This door's a scam door. I don't like it.
I'm opening my Bible and I'm looking through all my spells.
It's a head scratcher.
Do you reckon this door's cursed?
How's Lowe's, Jackson?
Lowe's.
The mist fades.
Well, you're welcome.
After enough time randomly hitting them, he figures it out.
I stand up with a creak because I've been squatting, reaching for so long. Huh. Easy puzzle.
Do you know what it was?
No. I stepped through.
All right. So
wait, so you're stepping through with that. The mist fades.
You
just like,
even
done.
Described what you see.
Oh, no.
Jackson, you step into a room about the size of a broom cupboard. with a popping sound, Jackson disappears. What do you do?
Jackson, no.
I look back.
There's no. He does not appear at the beginning of the dungeon.
What the fuck?
Oh my god!
What the fuck? What? I look at Adam.
Oh my
what
god.
The fuck? I look
Adam's
at Boucher.
Kissing himself
what
laughing.
The fuck?
Where did I go?
So funny. What if he's dead?
What if?
He could be anywhere.
Anywhere.
He could have just literally been teleported 100 feet down.
I grab another stone and flick it through.
It lands on the ground.
Hmm.
You can see what the first stone that you flicked.
You don't even have my goats or pigs.
Is there like a...
Neither do you.
Is there like a... Like, is there an animal around like that? Would like a beetle or a bug
you,
or something
you
that
go
I can quickly
outside
look?
And look for an animal?
I need to look for a bug.
Horses!
Did we come here on horses? We hoofed
you,
it. Heel
if you
express.
Go outside and spend like... 5 minutes looking, you can find like a beetle and bring it
sick.
Back. Sure,
find a worm. That's thematically appropriate.
Yeah. Can I find a worm?
Sure, fine. All right. You find a worm, sick. Whatever.
And then I just flick the worm through the portal.
The worm lands in the archway, and then the
okay.
worm is gone.
Okay, so at least he's with his brother.
I tire of this. The longer we stand here, the mist faded. And I can't sense any evil. I know there's magic involved, but no evil. Yeah. And my God, my Christian God, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Please hurry up, because not... it's so funny if this happens, but fuck, it's so stupid as well.
I step in, I'm like...
With a popping sound, you disappear as well. You'll both need to make new characters.
What?
Zama, what would you like to do?
I don't pop through. I'm just like, surely.
You wait for like another 5 minutes, and then the mist returns. Jackson.
Yeah?
With a popping sound, you arrive in a corridor.
Uh-huh.
Let me describe the area.
Okay.
It is about... This area is lit. By the way, it's quite brightly lit. This area is 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, about 70 feet.
Yeah.
The corridor's about 70 feet, 10 feet wide.
Okay.
All along the corridor, you can see more murals, more pictures of different, this is actually only animal-human hybrids.
Oh, damn.
Okay.
Each one of them is holding or displaying in some way a different colored two-dimensional gem.
Uh-huh.
The corridor ends with another one of the archways.
Is it got a mist in it?
I get like 5 minutes, you'll just get like a worm in the back of your head.
What?
The worm's going to telefrag him if he doesn't move.
The worm appears in the middle of my brain, kills me.
Thematically appropriate.
Maybe, worm controls you from now on.
Okay.
Yeah, it's also got a mist.
Okay.
Although,
all right.
The fuck is this?
It's interesting.
She's probably sidestep.
Sorry, it's there's no lights on this one. There's just a mist within.
Okay.
Do you want a description of what each of the different murals along here are?
Yeah.
All right. So there's a west wall and an east wall. On the west wall, there is a gold one being held high overhead.
Mm-hmm.
Orange, it's being held at waist height. Then,
are any of them colorless gems?
Do you want to go inspect them?
Can I see if any are colorless from here?
Hey, here's a little thing.
Yeah.
You now know that if you don't move, you're going to get a worm inside you. Why would you choose to stand still?
Well,
because
Jason doesn't know.
Well, for one, I don't know a worm's coming.
Yeah. And then you don't know a douche is coming.
Yeah. If he's even going to appear in the same place, I don't know.
If I was Jackson, like the character Jackson in this, I'd be like, okay, I've stepped through this. If they follow me, they're going to be in the same spot.
See, what I'm scared of, though, is that
trapped immediately.
Yeah, is that I'm going to step forward. And I'm kind of damned if you do. I'm scared to move anywhere in this dungeon. all right, I'll go inspect the gems.
All right, you start walking into the corridor.
Yeah.
You hear a pop behind you.
Okay.
You turn around, and there's nothing there.
I pull out my big hammer. Okay. Do I have a light? Do I have a torch? Is it dark in here?
No, the gems are actually, so they're very vibrant in color,
yeah.
And they're also emanating light.
Okay, well, do I see anything when I turn back to where the pop was?
No, you see nothing.
If we go through, how do you come out? How do I get my dog fresh?
Now there's a question.
Okay.
All right, after looking back for a moment, being really tense,
yeah.
You notice that there is something moving, something small moving on the ground.
I bent down.
You see a worm.
Are they trying to tell me something?
What?
Do your telephrase. Oh my god.
God damn it.
Oh my fucking god, this rules. Dusha, you teleport into Jackson. Both of you take 29 points of damage.
Okay, oh, that's boy. Not so bad.
Oh boy.
How's the worm, Adam?
That was so perfect. You literally, you got drawn in. And then he fucking teleported.
What's this worm?
I would say that the worm.
It's like your face is in Dusha's stomach.
The worm was like not part of the teleporting. Okay. It was on the floor.
I'll pick up the worm and put him in my pocket. Yeah. I don't know why he's
here. Lucky worm.
Lucky worm. That's my lucky worm. I didn't die when I came through the hole, so thank God for that. Put the worm in my pocket, and I'm going to go, hey.
Hello. Oh.
Yeah, that fucking gained. Is Zaman coming through too?
He refused. Well,
you don't know. Shit. You might be like, shit, yeah. We should get out of the way.
I believe so.
We should get out of the fucking way, dude. That's scary as hell. Mm-hmm. Did you send the worm?
That was Joel Zaman.
Okay.
Good to know. We went outside to find a worm because we thought it was thematically relevant.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, you'd appreciate it.
Sorry about telefragging into your skull.
That's okay. You sort of tricked me with the worm, but anyway, I'll point at all the gems and be like, check, this is the second riddle or whatever.
Yeah, what have you written down?
The door where there's no color. Maybe one of the gems doesn't have a light in it and that's secret.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
A door is what I'm thinking.
Okay, but
if this is where we're meant to go, I don't know.
But also we couldn't get the green to work before, so I am confused.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. I don't know what's going on. But let's go look at these gems and try not to fall in a big hole.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Okay. All right. As I said, there are bright, vibrant spheres being put on, kind of like very obviously put on display by all of these different half animal, half humans. Mm-hmm. And then at the other end of the corridor, there is another archway with mist within, though no lights upon this one. It's just the archway with mist.
Is there a path on the floor again this time, like the red path
no.
or like the last one? Mm. So it's just normal floor the whole time?
We just got to risk it, basically.
Yeah.
We can't check for traps, so.
Well.
Oh, maybe you can. I can't.
I can check for, like, spells.
Well, maybe you can, do that.
You probably just can check for traps.
I'm not going to be good at it.
No, yeah. But you might be all right at it.
Can anyway. I check for traps? Is what that one of my actions? Adam?
Oh!
Yes.
No, actually, that wouldn't have... Oh!
Meanwhile, Zammit, you're now staring at the mist-filled archway.
Should we have followed him?
Cleanse me up.
I don't know. See, Zammit. I just don't know.
Was there anything else around?
They're either dead or we're dead. That's my figuring of this.
Did you even see what he did?
What Jackson or Dusha did?
Jackson. Well, we know what Dusha did.
No, I wasn't watching.
Yeah, fuck. Was I watching him at all?
No,
I wasn't.
I merrily took a step in.
He just walked into a closet.
Do you think the mist's still going to hurt us?
Yeah. Hang on. Let me go get another worm.
You walk away. You spend another 5 minutes getting a worm.
You can't tell if a worm gets teleported back to the start of the room or
not. I'll get a beetle then.
You find a beetle.
A big one. Whatever. Huck that in.
A rat.
Yeah. Whatever.
A beetle comes in where we are and starts flying around in panic.
What about if a rat comes in?
That's scary. Something big.
The room's filling with rats.
Zammit, you see the bits of beetle fall to the ground back at the beginning of the dungeon when you put the beetle in the archway.
Yeah, I guess it's still gonna hurt us.
Yeah. Adam steps forward and starts randomly pressing.
Works for me. Okay, I'll. Is there another entrance?
You can start looking. You literally just went through the first hole you found in the wall.
You know what? Hey, you don't go in. Okay. I'm gonna go outside.
I'll let you know if I make it.
Sick.
Adam will probably remember outside. The combination too.
I want to grab my magic broom, start riding it, and fly up to like the eyes and stuff, and like just look around, see what's going on.
That's clever.
Well,
I think what we did was
good
clever.
News. Draw a good boy card. You got a nat 20.
Oh my god!
You are after like half an hour of searching. You are quite confident that there are no other entrances within this rock face.
Okay. You gotta get teleported. That's the go.
Okay, there's nothing else.
Within that time, Adam would figure out the combination inevitably again.
Okay.
And so both of you are looking again at the open archway.
Right, dear. What was the combination? Did you figure it out? Or were you just slamming things in?
You pull a Jackson and just luckily be
Adam
lucky.
Not. Yeah, I hit, the last ones I hit were, in this order, I hit yellow, blue, orange.
What does that make?
That's
make
green plus orange.
Yeah. There you go.
Can we reverse engineer how you solve that? Because I feel that might then help the further riddles.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, the only way to know that is to, okay, so you know what buttons you pressed to go back and read the riddle that's on the ground.
Yeah.
Well, that'll help you reverse engineer it.
Yeah.
Well, Adam says, the line is, stray your path from the arch of mist, the green tiles shall do. Those aren't tiles.
Yeah, no.
That we were pushing.
Yeah.
I don't think the riddle refers to this.
Yeah, I figured. Yeah. But I was wondering, is there anywhere we could figure this out with like point behind us?
Wait, what was the order of the buttons on the thing?
You don't know.
No, as in like, no, not me. Like as in, so one's yellow, one's...
The mist returns.
No, I'm trying to help, but is it
no,
like...
No, I was just making a joke.
So yellow and orange were like, one was on the left, one was on the right, and blue was on the top. So is there a pattern? Look, it doesn't matter.
I know, I'm just like, is there anything in like the... Because I Joel Zammit, do not have a fucking clue. I Joel Zammit, the character, he at least has a bit wise and he's a bit intelligent.
You are uncertain if maybe you've missed something. You cannot tell how you were meant to know this.
Oh man, we missed something.
I don't know, we solved the puzzle.
It's also funny for me and you to be like, yeah, that was the green tiles. Which means that this one should be the colorless gem.
Yeah, this is the colorless gem. That makes sense.
Okay, well, we're going to get teleported, yeah? So,
Adam shrugs. I don't know. Are we?
I'll go in first. weight.
Yeah.
Like a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Maybe, let's say, like a minute, and then come in after me.
All right. Yeah, just in case, you know, it's a trap and it kills us, so I'll die. I'll have a full minute left.
Oh, yeah. To live. Or we go in together and we get, like, you know, teleported together like a fly. What do you want?
Well, look, hey,
you
saw what
happened to the goat pig.
Yeah.
Oh, I get the fresco!
I don't
become
know.
A goat bear.
A goat.
Okay. It was foretelling. I walked through.
That makes sense.
It all makes right. sense.
Dushara Jackson.
Yeah.
What do you... You have half an hour before...
We're looking at the gems. We're trying to find a colorless gem.
You cannot find a colorless gem.
I also press every gem in case it's a button.
Okay, which one are you starting with?
First one.
The first one is gold.
Is it a button?
No. The second one is orange.
Are any of them buttons?
The second one is not a button. Do you go to the third one?
Yeah.
Is there a green one in this room?
They're not diamonds.
Is there a green one in this room?
There is.
The path mentioned green. That's go touch right. the green one.
I go touch the green one.
All right, it's nothing.
I'll turn back to you and, like, give you this look.
Dude, fucking killing me.
Can you pick them up?
Yeah, can I take the gems out of the wall?
They're not gems.
Oh, wait, they're not?
It's a fresco!
I thought they were gems! You said they were lights!
I said they're holding gems. It's like a painting. It's another fresco, okay. But they are gems within all the
right.
fresco.
All right.
And those gems are glowing like lights, right?
Yeah, they're like they're giving off a magical light.
I understand.
Okay. Let's go inspect. You're
killing me here.
Yeah, let's go look at the door.
All right. We know that our enemy is at the end of this, so we're going to need to keep progressing. There's no point wasting our time. Let's go check out this arch, see if we can figure out anything from this arch. All worst right. comes to worst, you can just go in it. Worked last time.
Yeah.
It's another archway. This one does not, like I said, does not have, it does have like the stones that the last one had, but they're not glowing. Mm-hmm. They don't look like they have any special importance. Maybe you even touch them and nothing happens.
Is there any writing or anything on the arch?
Nope.
All right, I take the worm out of my pocket. Sorry, friend. And I give it a little kiss and throw it into the mist.
All right.
Kissing the worm?
Yeah. Nothing happens.
I think the mist's safe.
You hear a popping sound, the sound of teleporting, but nothing else happens.
Turner, sir.
I reckon we're good.
Did it go back to the start of the room? I walk back to where, like,
oh,
we tell
no.
them.
Oh, no! Fucking moron! You fucking idiot!
I'll check for the worm.
Dusha? Highs or lows?
Lows? I can't believe lows? It.
Zamet, you telefrag, Dusha!
It's been half an hour, you fuck!
Oh my god!
We gotta stay away from that.
Oh, you're lucky.
Tile.
Both of you take 15 points of damage.
Very lucky. What are we doing?
Did you stay here for 15 fucking 30 minutes?
Well, I didn't think you were following.
We're looking for the worm.
What do you mean? I scramble away. I know what's happening. I'm coming soon. In hot.
Jackson, what do you do? Step through the archway. Step through the archway.
I'll get yelled at if I do.
Well, we can't hear you.
Oh, you can't hear us.
Big old coward.
All right, step through the archway.
All right.
Well, we're going to play
this
one clever.
You both hear a popping noise and Jackson disappears.
Did he
Jackson, you appear at the beginning of the dungeon. You look as Adam, like from fucking, it's always sunny when they're staring at each other from across the restaurant. You look at Adam as Adam steps into the archway. Neither of you, I assume, are standing.
God, no, I'm scrambling near the wall.
With a popping noise, Adam is in the corridor. Fucking Jackson's back there.
For Jesus a moment, I thought Christ. Jackson turned
what?
Into you, and that was even more confusing.
Ah, the sweet Christian God. Lucia stayed like for 30 minutes in that one spot, apparently. My guts are sore.
They're walking around, they're doing things, time passed, they were looking at they were probably figuring out if they were gems or not in the wall.
I'm holding my belly. What? Okay, so he just came, wait, now look around. What?
You see a
Did
corridor?
Did Jackson take damage going
no,
through
No, he doesn't
the...
take damage when, he, when he does this one.
So he went through and it's like, wait, the popping sound we heard, and then Hyuke, and then I look, so what?
So Adam, did you just say you saw Jackson as you were stepping through the portal? Did he come back out of the portal?
Yeah, where you start.
Well, he's going to be stuck up there for a bit. Wait, what was
does he know the combination?
No. What was the combination?
What was the combination?
The combination. Oh. No, Adam remembers. The combination is... yellow, blue, orange.
Yellow, blue, orange. All right, so we know that.
What was the significance of that?
Do you know?
No.
What does yellow, blue, orange make?
Well, yellow and blue make green.
And you chuck and orange in that. But brown? If
muddy green?
Yeah, it would be brown.
Is that what you want?
Like, that would be like a terrible brown color. It would be like that horrible dark green leading into like a brown. Disgusting. Mm. Like this man I'm going to kill.
I just shrug. All right. I look at the frescoes. What the fuck's this? More dog men?
Yeah, well, they're dog men, like lion people, ibis, like all different sorts of animals.
And they're all men, right?
No, they're male and female. And
oh, no, sorry. I mean, like they're all humans. Like as in they're
humanoid?
All
humanoid cross.
Yeah, so they're all like dog men, bird man.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
Spider man.
Yeah.
Spider man. Yeah.
Lion elf.
Whip. Excelsior!
Stan Lee, man.
Yeah. Stan Lee's down in the bottom corner of the fresco.
Yeah.
Check it out, true believers.
Oh, his final cameo. all right. Is there any significance with these frescoes? I'm like, just look cool.
I think that I'm
Wait,
standing
does
with
he think they look cool?
Well, they looked at literally three and kept going. So if you wanted to, you could look at a fourth. Five.
Can I look at them?
I'm standing with my hands on my hips. I think this freak loves combining animals with humans, and I'm worried that if you teleport through the portal at the same time as a dog or another beast, this is what happens to you.
Well, Jackson, what do you do?
Looking at the red path again?
Yeah. From the red path, can I reach the frescoes with my hammer?
What?
Like, from the red path, if I swung my hammer, would I hit the red frescoes?
Not all of them, but several, yeah.
I'll whack some of the frescoes.
Yeah, destroy. Right.
Maybe there's a secret hole in one of them.
I was thinking of destroying his arm.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to systematically go through and wreck everything you can touch?
Yeah.
Or do you just want to... All right, well, it's going to take you a little while. You comfortable with that?
How long's a little while?
I'd say...
What do I estimate?
I'd say maybe 15 minutes.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah.
All right,
I can take 15 minutes wrecking
Well,
paintings.
You'll have 15 minutes while all Jackson's right. wrecking the entrance to the dungeon.
Anyone got any ideas? So it's just like animal
should anyone
people.
Go back? Sorry. Before we do this, should anyone go and grab Jackson?
It's kind of peaceful.
Good point.
I wouldn't recommend it because there's a chance we... Like the animals we sent through that never came back died.
What?
Remember, because at the start... Yeah. The animals that teleported back, even though they went into each other, and the guy knows that because
I
know
didn't,
that.
I chucked that beetle in and it just disintegrated. Yeah, that was upstairs portal, not this portal.
Yeah, but.
Hey, but look at the frescoes.
Surely.
It's quiet.
It's
nice.
I don't trust this smoke.
Well, yeah, but it's quiet right now. So don't just not go in there.
If yes, I agree. Yeah. Let's not go in there until we can at least.
That's me destroying the frescoes.
We can't hear it.
I hate art. No, there'll be a door behind one of these.
I look at the frescoes. Is there any connective tissue here that's like, oh, this is because of this lore shit that I might know? Anything going on where I'm like, ah, this is out of place? Is there a Waldo or a Wally?
Oh, there he is. Well done. You've completed the dungeon.
Yes.
That was easy.
It's just a weird Wally.
Fell into a trap door now because you found Wally and he fell into a pit.
There's Oddlore. There's the dog's tail.
Zamet,
yeah.
You don't think there's any necessary rhyme or reason to this? It looks like just pictures.
Yeah.
But that's what I mean by that is with the, you've not actually properly gone and inspected everything. This is just like a visual looking at each of them and being like, is there a story here?
Okay.
You do not think there is a story
here. Okay. There's no story here. It's just art.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'll keep looking at anything. Then the gems of different colors, are they like... Yeah, what are the different colors?
Going around from let's say clockwise.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one you would encounter on your left, if you were looking down the corridor at the 1 o'clock position, if you will, pale blue, silver, nothing. Pale blue, silver. Nothing.
There was a nothing? I asked if there was a nothing.
No, I mean, there's just one there not holding something.
Yeah, well, I guess we said colorless gem.
Yeah, which, and yeah. No gem isn't a colorless gem.
Green, yeah. Yellow, pink, black.
If I'd known there was a, well, no gem, I would have whacked that wall, though.
Pale violet, once again, holding nothing. Red.
There's two holding nothing.
No, well, now I don't know.
nothing. Oh. Indigo.
Okay.
And then you get to 12 o'clock, and then coming back the other way around.
Oh, God.
Pale green, scarlet, turquoise, white, bright blue, not holding one, gray, mm-hmm. bronze, not holding one, purple, okay. not holding one, orange, mm-hmm. gold. Two, yeah. on the way back up, the closest two that aren't holding anything, mm-hmm. they are both depictions of doors, specifically.
Oh.
I only just noticed those doors.
Can I? Yeah. Can I look at the doors? Are they life size doors?
Yeah.
Is this like a Looney Tunes doors? like as in like you know? This is this a Wile E. Coyote? You walk into, you smack your like thing.
This reminds me of theater productions. In the
you chip away. At
I just
it?
I cut it off.
All right. You see behind both of them is a door.
For fuck's sake! What the fuck is this?
Go through the door, I reckon.
In a sec. I'll go to one of the gems. I'll start hacking that out as well.
Which fuck one?
The first one next to it. The closest one to me. What is this bullshit? I hate this heart.
You carve it out. There's nothing underneath.
No light? Where's the light coming from?
Once you've destroyed it, the light turns off.
Good.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.